But we begin today with, it is summer. Eventually, the rest of these schools that aren't out will be out, IPS, and a few others. But one of the things that happens when it is school time, a lot of kids in our community, you know, are able to have free or reduced lunch where they go to school. Whether it's a public school or if it's a private school getting Title I money, they get to have free and reduced lunch. But then when it's summer, that free and reduced lunch isn't there. And if mom and dad and grandma and grandpa are working and the kids are at home, then maybe the only thing they have is crackers and candy. Which is, that may be a good snack if you're an adult. That's not a good snack if you're a young person. But there are scores of locations all throughout the Indianapolis metropolitan area. It is time for summer servings. It started on yesterday. It started to phase in at literally at 103 sites all over, over 200 sites around Marion County. You don't need registration. You don't need an ID. Any child, 18 and under. Drew, that false ID you got says you're 17 is not gonna work. It ain't gonna work for you. But any child 18 and under is able to receive a nutritious meal at no cost all summer long. It is summer servings. I think this is the third or fourth year for summers. It's been around for a few years. It's more than two. In the house is Ashley Weaver. She is a hardworking summer server volunteer. She works with Vista. Yeah, Vista's still around. That's like, you know, that's part of the history of our country. Vista workers all over. And she's with AmeriCorps Vista, and she works with summer servings. And Kathy Padalick is with the Indie Hunger Network. Ladies, welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Let me first ask, Kathy, what is the Indie Hunger Network?
The network has been around 4 to 5 years.
Okay, right.
And it is a collaboration of about 15 partners from the public, private, and nonprofit sectors all coming together. What we do is look at the food system mm-hmm. as a whole. Mm-hmm. So we ourselves are not food providers, right. But we've got Gleaners, Second Helping, Sokoa, Meals on Wheels. Those food providers are part of the network.
Right.
We have private partners, Eli Lilly and Elanco and Dow AgroSciences, and we have the Mayor's Office and FSSA, Marion County Health Department. And again, all we are looking at is that food system in Marion County. And how can we increase access to food for those in need? So we look at the school system,
right.
The meal system. We look at the pantry system. We mm-hmm. look at SNAP. We look at a variety of programs that are out there to help get more food to those in need.
You all use a term called food insecure.
Yes.
And you say that almost 1 in 4 Indianapolis Marion County residents are considered food insecure, and a little more than 1 in 5 children under 18 in this city and county are food insecure. Now, that sounds like a 55-cent word. Break that down to like
sure.
a 15-cent word. What does food insecure really mean?
It basically means they aren't sure where their next meal may be coming from.
You're saying almost a fifth of this county on any given day, whether it's adults or children, don't know where the next meal, whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, is coming from?
That is correct.
Ooh, that's not good. Is that a high figure for a major American city?
I think it's pretty standard across the country. I think okay. we're seeing, because of the recession in 2008, there hasn't been that great of a recovery yet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, people are going back to work,
mm-hmm.
but they may be taking jobs that are paying less.
Mm-hmm.
So these folks are still needing food, supplemental food. So we're still seeing the lines at Gleaners and some of the other food pantries continuing to be very long. We're not seeing that going backwards. They're increasing. And so, yes, right. there is still that issue.
So now in the summer servings program, there are some 200 sites literally in every township, in a lot of places, not just an inner city thing, but it's all
correct.
Over the city thing. Where young people to go. So first of all, they don't have to go to their regular school. So if they have to ride a bus 15, 20 minutes to where their school is, there could be a school across the street, whether it's a private school, there could be a church, there could be someplace else within walking distance for those young people to get the food.
We hope that's exactly right because, as you say, there are 200 sites across Marion County. And you do not have to go back to the church you belong to or the mm-hmm. school that you attend. go to the website, which is summerservings.org, and take a look at, put in your zip code, put in your address, and you'll see what sites are near you. And hopefully there are some that are in walking distance. And then they can go to any open site where they see a sign or a banner. It says Summer Servings. They can walk on in and not even have to show ID or anything.
Ashley Weaver, can an adult or an older sibling that's over 18 bring their brothers and sisters, nieces and nephews, the neighbor kid over to the location?
That is correct.
They can.
Any child 18 and under can come.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be your family member. We even have students and children that if the site is close enough, they do come alone.
Mm-hmm.
It is not required that an adult comes with them.
What kinds of locations are they? Obviously, there's a lot of schools. I understand there's a lot of indie parks facilities, clubhouses and stuff.
That's correct. And also community centers, churches, of course, the schools. There are countless locations across the city and 200 locations there. There are accessible places. And especially with the parks, I love it because the kids can actually play, have a meal, go back and play again.
So now this is nutritious food.
Yes.
This is First Lady Michelle Obama approved food.
Yes, sir.
It is. It does have to meet federal guidelines.
Guidelines. What about the problem of, you know, when kids come to Summer Servings, they look and they know it's free. They look at it and they go, how do you deal with that?
Well, a lot of the sites have what's called a sharing table.
Okay.
So that allows children that don't particularly like one item to put that item on the table and other kids that may like it can pick that up. Now, children do receive everything that's in the meal.
Right.
It is up to them to finish it.
Is the meal like in a, is it like in a box? Is it, you know, how does it get served? Is it like the military meals ready to eat, MREs? What's it like?
It varies by site. Some sites provide sack lunches. Some provide ones that are in the little plastic case with you peel it back and your meal is in there. Mm-hmm. There are even some that are at school locations that it's very cafeteria style.
And some are hot meals too. Yeah. They're not all cold. Okay. It just varies. Again, every food provider does something different.
If you go to the website summerservings.org or if you call 211, the helpline, do they know which one's got the hot food and which one's got the sack lunch, or is it just like wherever you go, it's like potluck?
Well, they may know, but I know that a lot of the school websites do show their meal, their menu, like they do during the school year. So
239-1310, 239-1310 at Summer Servings. You may have questions about this. And this is paid for by our federal tax dollars that go into the budget of the Department of Agriculture.
The USDA. Yes, USDA. It is a federal program. And I did want to clarify that this program really started in the 70s nationwide.
Okay.
We here in Indianapolis, Marion County, branded it Summer Servings. So you could be in Minnesota and get the same program, but you're not going to hear it called Summer Servings. The Indie Hunger Network branded it in 2011 because we did some research and we found people just didn't even know about it. It's been around for so long, but no one knew it existed.
What are the hours that one can go to a Summer Servings location? Is it designed for breakfast? Is it designed for lunch? Is it a brunch? What are the hours?
Now, there are locations that provide breakfast, and that can be as early as 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Most locations provide lunch, and that can start. The earliest I've seen is 11 o'clock to the latest was 1 o'clock.
All right. Now this is not go to the Summer Servings, get the food, and walk out with the food. This is not carry out.
That's correct.
This is not like Domino's or something, right?
Right. You have to consume the meal on site.
You got to eat it there.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, darn, Drew. Drew was thinking of going over to a Summer Servings site and get some stuff and bring it. Cannot do that.
No, you
cannot.
Got to eat it there.
Yes.
Now, so what about the adults, grandma, grandpa, that bring the kids? Kids eat. The adults just kind of hang back and gossip among themselves. You've been out of the sites. Is that a problem?
You know, I haven't seen it as a problem.
Okay.
I have seen where some adults bring their own lunch when they bring their kids and they enjoy their meal there.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to check by site, but I know Warren Township is offering adult meals for a nominal fee. I believe it's $3. So it depends on the site, but I did have one girl ask for a meal for her parent, and it's kind of difficult, but it's set up for the children and the parents understand.
Is it when the young people are there, you know, having the meal? Is there a lot of conversation? Is it noisy? Is it, well, I won't say boisterous is the wrong word, but is it enthusiastic? Is it like when you go to MCL? You know, folks are having conversation, having a good time, like going to TGI Fridays or something.
Yeah, I think the kids are having a good time. The mm-hmm. sites I've been to, they're excited to be there. They're with their friends.
Right, they get to see their schoolmates. They come back together and have lunch together. So it's kind of fun for them.
What about safety? There are some neighborhoods where people worry about the nature of safety. We wish it wasn't that case. What about safety in terms of the parents and grandparents that might be thinking, okay, I've called 211. They told me about some locations near me, but I'm worried about will my kids get there safe and back?
Well, there are supervised locations. So there is someone there at the location providing the meals, a volunteer. In certain areas where there is a difficulty walking, they have asked the school security guard to mm-hmm. help children right. cross the street. So that, again, varies by location. Mm-hmm. It is not citywide, but we hope, you know, that these children can make it there safely. And the locations are set up in a way that it's feasible that they could walk it and safely cross the streets to get there.
In terms of the homeless children, because obviously school is out and school buses know where to pick up homeless children, or the homeless children know how to get to school, school is out. How do you get the word to that community?
That's an excellent question. What we did this year is really work a lot closer with the school systems.
Mm-hmm.
We provide flyers, door hangers, and banners and posters. That's part of what Indie Hunger Network does, is provide the marketing materials for increased awareness. So we got into all the schools this year, all IPS schools, all the township schools, and that was early May. So right. the flyers hopefully got to every child, and we do recognize that not everyone has a computer or perhaps a phone, and so we try to have a variety of different ways for folks to find out where those locations are. But hopefully before the child left school, mm-hmm. maybe they found out whether their own school was a site. And if not, maybe they could ask around or get on the school computer to find out where is there a site, right. where I am, something like that. And I did want to mention one other quick thing, which mm-hmm. is kind of a little bit new for the nationwide, and that's mobile units. This is really important because this is one of the trends that nationally everyone's finding out, that if you take the food to the children, right. you're going to have much better success at feeding more children.
Okay.
Sometimes the schools have some very difficult streets to cross,
right.
and with the school bus system not working, right. if they can get out and go to the apartment complexes and the mobile home parks, then children have a better opportunity of getting the meals.
So it's like a food truck, but not a food truck.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
239-1310. 239-1310's Afternoons. Names. We're talking with Kathy Potluck, who with Indie Hunger Network, Ashley Weaver, a proud Vista worker.
Yes, sir.
with they're here representing summer service. Let me go to the phones and Georgia. Hi there.
Hey, Brad Brown.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask those ladies, where do they get their funding from?
I think they said earlier the funding is from the federal government, the agriculture budget.
USDA, yes.
USDA.
And then it's administered through each state, so our Indiana Department of Education administers it here in our state.
I tell you what, Brother Brown.
Yeah.
I'm going to donate $1,000 to help feed these kids through the summer. I got it. I bring it on down there now. However y'all want to work it.
Well, don't bring it here. Let me tell you where it probably needs. If somebody wanted to make a donation, probably the best would be to get it to Indie Hunger Network.
Indie Hungry?
No. Network? Hunger. INDY. Then the middle word is hunger. And the last name is network.
All right, then, bro.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let me go to Mike at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hey, Amos, good afternoon to you, and good afternoon to you again.
Good afternoon.
And thank Georgia for his contribution. Amos, there is nothing more important than feeding children, especially our local children. And, Amos, you know, these people are on the front line. And I want to share something with the smaller churches. Though they might not have a big budget, but they have a structural building that is in these neighborhoods where our children can be served lunch. And these are the people at our churches that don't have money to operate, you know what I mean, because staff might be slow or go short, but there is always a way to give back, because working together works. And I challenge everybody out there with a building, whether it be a park, apartment unit, a friendly structure, a safe haven for the children, you know, get with these people, because they get federal grants, and that's what they're there for. And we all need to pull together and help this program become greater, because, as you heard, children are going hungry. This is America, and we need to take care of our own. God bless you all.
I appreciate it. 239-1310. I'm just looking down the list of locations, and some of the churches that are a part of it include Greater Gethsemane Missionary Baptist Church, St. Joan of Arc Church, moving down the list, Jewel Christian Ministries, which is Eastern Star, Murchison Temple, CME Church, Mount Moriah, over in the 2300 block of Keystone, Freedom Temple Church, Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church, In His Arms Child Care Ministry, that's just a fraction. Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church, Westside Missionary, New Day Pentecostal. So it's a Little Saints Holistic Daycare Ministry of First Samuel Missionary Baptist Church. So churches engaged in this.
Yes, very much.
So if there are churches that missed the boat this year, because you kind of got everybody locked up for now, how early in 2015 should people, and who should they get a hold of?
Indiana Department of Education is where they should start. And I don't think it's too early to say January, February would be a good time. If they want to become a sponsor, they could be a site and not necessarily a sponsor. And there's some differences in who handles the paperwork, things like that, who puts the money up front. But the reimbursement rate is tremendous. And if a church has the volunteers to serve meals Monday through Friday, we highly encourage them to contact the Indiana Department of Education. Let them know you'd like to be a site or a sponsor next year. And there's an approval process and some paperwork they have to do, of course. But once they get approved, then the Indy Hunger Network helps them promote their space. And that's what our Vistas have been doing. Ashley was a summer Vista last year, and we just got some Vistas going up this summer. They're canvassing the neighborhoods, going door-to-door, talking at community centers, going to the IMPD task force meetings, telling the community, do you know about this program? Look up a location that's near you. Go to the site and see where the website and see where there are locations near you, so your children or grandchildren can take part in this program.
There are over 200 locations throughout Marion County, and 103 sites being worked through Indy Parks. Not all the sites are parks. The Indy Parks is working with churches and places like the Madam Walker Theater Center is a summer servings location. And so it's any child 18 and under. 18 and that's 18-year-olds getting ready to get over. 18 and under can receive a nutritious meal at no cost all summer long. That's between now and roughly what, 1st of August is the cutoff?
A couple of them go into August. It depends when school goes back to session because they can't serve the summer meals as well as the regular school lunches. So it depends when schools go back to work. But yeah, end of July, first couple of weeks of August.
So if you have a computer, you just go to summerservings.org. Servings.org, and you can click something where you give your zip code and it tells you everything that's in your zip code, or you click a location, a map, and it tells you everything that's close to the address you type in the map. Or if you're old-fashioned and have just a regular telephone, you dial 211, the helpline, 211, the helpline, 211, the helpline. If you got any kind of phone that you can text on, whether it's the fancy $600 phone or the $39 phone you got at Walmart, those all have text. Text food to 36729, and they'll start to text message you and tell you where to go. So it's got old school tech, new school tech,
that's right,
fancy tech, and the whole idea is to make sure that because one in five young people don't know where their next meal is coming from. Let me go to Vivian. Hi, Vivian. Vivian?
Yes, Amos.
You're on the air. What's up? Go ahead.
I was calling in reference to the being a provider, sponsor for Department of Education. I tried to start that process with them this summer. I was communicating actually with the lady that does it. And all of a sudden, our communication cut off. And then when I kept sending her email, she sent back said, well, we let Indy Park decide who they want to let be a sponsor. I said, but it's through Department of Education. And I continue to send emails, but no one comes back to me or responds to anything I have to say. Also, we feed over 50 kids a day at our church, and it's for free, and we serve hot meals. So I wasn't understanding that, you know.
All right, Vivian, I tell you what I'd like you to do, because I'm supposed to see some people with the Department of Education the first of next week on some other business. If you if you would be so kind as to hold on, and I want you to give Drew your name. This a church, correct?
It is.
All right, I want you to give Drew your name, the name of the church, and a phone number where you can be reached during the day. And if you can remember the name of the person that you talked to or communicated with at the Department of Education, that would also be helpful to me.
Yes.
Okay.
And Thank you so much, Drew.
We're going to put you on hold, and Drew will get that information from you off the air. That'll allow me to talk to Henrine at 239-1310. Hi there.
Hi, Amos. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, I'm calling to ask the question. I heard you mention yesterday something about the Indianapolis Recorder. They would be doing some training. And I was just wondering how I would go about, you know, contacting them to find out exactly what they're training you for and what's going on.
I don't recall saying anything about the Indianapolis Recorder at all week.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering. I got this secondhand.
Oh, you know, so sometimes.
That's what I said. Because when the person told me, I said, well, I wasn't listening to the radio, so I didn't know. And I just picked it up secondhand
All
from
right,
someone
no,
else.
No, that I can't help you on that one, my dear.
Okay, All I right. will let the person know. That
All
you
right.
don't know what's going on.
I don't know that. I don't know that one. Thank you. All right, and again, summer sewerings, any child, 18 and under, from 18 to a little more than zero, is eligible to receive a nutritious meal at no cost all summer long. Some of the sites are breakfast. The rest of the site, all the other sites are like lunchtime. No registration, no ID is required. They can be accompanied by someone over 18, parent, guardian, friend, whatever. Bring the whole neighbor kids down. And to find out the locations nearest you, near where you live, all you got to do is call 211 if you got a regular telephone, 211. Or if you got a text capability, text FOOD to 36729. Text FOOD to 36729. Or go online to summerservings.org, summerservings.org, and you can find out the information. It is Summer Servings, the way to make sure that every young person this summer, at least one of their meals is a good, nutritious, Michelle Obama approved, healthy meal. All right, Ashley Weaver. Proud, this hard-working Vista person.
Thank you.
And Kathy Podolik with the Indie Hunger Network. Ladies, thanks very much for being with us. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having us.
When we come back, we will tell you about a program called Him by Her, Helping Improve Mankind by Healing Every Race, a program targeting our youth and young adults to keep them on the right path. We'll talk with Harry Dunn III after this.